boring version that nobody cares about. The King of the Jews apparently was not registered anywhere, and they figured we're going to give the baby spice to play with. Here, Jesus, why don't you suck on this paprika stick? Do you like ground cumin, baby? Well, let's use this in place of talc and rub it on your private.
You're treading on some pretty thin ice, Shane.
I'm just saying, they're wise men, and I do not consider it wise to give spice to a baby.
I won't be one of them easy bake ovens where you can make real cupcakes.
As do I. But the magic baby was not to receive an easy bake oven on that day. Not with Perplexo and the evil Dilutacron planning their laser assault on Bethlehem.
Just tell the story like it's supposed to be told.
All right, we created Perplexo as a composite character to take the place of King Herod and David and Goliath and most of Santa's elves. I envision Perplexo as half man, half 18-wheeler semi-truck.
Wrap it up, Shake, because this is making me very angry.
But the baby's about to lock horns with Perplexo and the evil Dilutacrons. Were you not listening?
Wrap it up.
Fine. I will leave that. For 'twas the night before Jesus, too. Avenge the revengeful. I'm the teaser poster. It's just going to say TTNBJ2ATR. Because that's Hollywood style.
Shake!
Fine. And after Mary was done having the magic baby, Joseph got her to get up and cook for everyone, even the farm animals, because that's what women are supposed to do. And so this Christmas, I hope you choke on your spoon-fed baby mush story, because that's apparently what you crave, you stupid listener. So I took liberties. Excuse me, because I'm an artist delivering truth to your ear. You know what? You don't deserve my remake. Why don't you go to hell this Christmas?
And God bless us, everyone.
Yeah, right. Screw off. Amen.
Happy birthday, Jesus. You the one.
Looks like Winamp has hung up. So Winamp is not responding. If you close the problem, you might lose information. I'm not sure what the story is here. Hang on, while Windows reports the problem. No, I'm just canceled. Now we'll restart. Yeah, I'm going to go back. Okay, now I'm reloading the playlist. Yeah, I'm gonna show stuff. RT promos. Let's see, and get the promo that I was playing. Yeah, here it is. Yeah.
Howdy, everybody. This is Kurt Erickson from Austin, Texas. Just wanted to remind you about my Radio Free Roadkill show on Tuesday evenings, starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. And take your live request from the chat room. You never know what you might hear on the Roadkill Show, so join us every Tuesday for Radio Free Roadkill right here on RFD Radio at 6 p.m. Central Time, and bring your requests. Y'all have a great day.
Celebrating 90 years of Decca Records.
The youngest of five siblings, Imelda May grew up in an eclectic musical household. Imelda began her career at 16, touring Dublin's clubs and playing with the city's best musicians, who advised her to roughen up her voice a bit. Even her dad advised his daughter to channel a boyfriend breakup, as he said it would help her sing the blues better. She soon became one of the most popular singers to emerge from Ireland, moving to the UK in the late 90s and captivating audiences with her love of blues and rock and roll, with barnstorming tracks like Johnny Got a Boom Boom and Mayhem. A musician who writes her own songs, she has produced or co-produced all her work to date, most recently teaming up with the legendary T-Bone Burnett for her most heartfelt and personal record, Life, Love, Flesh, Blood.
If I love, if I love, if I love means anything, baby, please call me.
Something's wrong, because don't know why this happened. It's been stable before. For some reason, it's not working. So, anyway, apologies for this. Load the playlist again.